Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, streaming live. This is a really fun story as well. It's been a fun show for me today. With me on the line right now in Okemos is Matt Pergoski, who happens to be a graduate of Okemos High School and a PhD candidate in mechanical engineering at Notre Dame. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Now, the reason I want to talk to Matt, besides the fact he just happens to be a very nice young man, is the fact that he lives at the very famous big Christmas display house in Okemos in the Cornell Woods subdivision. It's a Christmas tradition for many across the area every year to drive by and see this amazing, amazing house. Just in terms of location, we'll just let him know it's on Alderwood Drive in the Cornell Woods subdivision, which is south of Grand River. When did you start this, your family start this, and how did this all start, Matt?
We started decorating the house, doing a big display maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It really started out with my dad putting little blinking lights on our basketball hoop. Kind of grew from there, and over the past maybe 6 or 7 years, we've really added a lot of the big decorations, and it's got, I guess, what some would call crazy or over the top.
I don't, you know, people really do have to see this to appreciate it. It is done to perfection. I mean, it looks like you measure everything out, everything between lights and so forth. How long does it take in man hours, I guess, is the easiest way to do it, to explain it, to actually start the decorating?
We estimate it takes about 100 hours of my time, but my family's out there helping too, and it's probably an additional 100 hours of their time. So it is a big family effort, and it takes a lot of weekends to get the thing up and running.
When do you start, well, two questions, I guess. When do you light it up, and when do you start the process of putting up all the decorations and putting everything together in order to be ready to light it?
We usually start decorating early October. I'll come home from school almost every weekend and start putting stuff up well before Halloween. And then we always try to get the lights on by Thanksgiving night. That's been the tradition for the past, 7, 8 years or something. So it's always a kind of a big time crunch to get everything up by Thanksgiving.
Now, I know you try to build have built a lot of the displays from scratch. This year was an amazing project of yours, and I'm guessing you put that mechanical engineering degree to work.
Yeah, the new project is by far my favorite and by far took the most amount of time. It's a huge snowman head popping up over the roof. It's 16 feet high and 23 feet wide. That's his head, and then there's his two mittens are on the roof as well. It's made to look like it's climbing up over the roof. That took probably 50 hours to make that thing. And then I also made a little device to animate it too, so it does look like it's climbing over the roof and then climbing back down.
Now, just for fun, because I happen to have heard it when I had someone working on some research for me, what makes that snowman move up and down, Matt?
Well, it's sort of a Junkyard Wars-style device. It's made out of half of my old microwave and an old inkjet printer. As the microwave turns around, it makes the inkjet printer slide back and forth. And as that slides back and forth, it'll trip light switches on and off. So it will turn one hand on, then the head on, and then the snowman's waving hand and smile in sequence, and then it reverses.
That's completely amazing. And in case people might wonder, well, why didn't she give us the address? I'm not sure you're going to have trouble finding it with the snowman climbing up and down on top of the roof 16 feet high.
Yeah, you can see it from Cornell Road. You can see it from a lot of places in the neighborhood, too, so you won't miss it.
Absolutely. Now, one question I know you probably hear and maybe get tired of hearing, so I apologize in advance if that's the case. The Board of Water and Light must love you folks. I mean, seriously, I mean, do you have some stats or numbers for us, not trying to get too personal, on not only, you know, on what this costs your family. I mean, this bringing us all Christmas cheer, it must get kind of expensive.
Yeah, you know, it does add up. You know, it takes a lot just to get all the lights and all the supplies for the decorations and stuff that I'm building. But, you know, we are, I think estimated we're consuming around 20 to 30,000 watts when this display is on. So it definitely adds a lot to our electric bill. I think we guessed around an additional $700 a month. But, you know, we try to be smart about it too, keep the display on only for a few hours each night. And, you know, the extra cost is definitely worth it when you see, you know, little kids out there enjoying it. And, you know, we'll get buses from the local retirement homes coming by. So,
oh, my gosh. You're on the celebrity cruise.
Yeah. So, seeing everybody enjoy it makes it well worth it.
Now, I did hear a funny story, and tell me if it's true or not, that when the house is all lit up with the decorations on the outside, you kind of have a brownout inside the house and some of the appliances don't work?
That is true, yeah. We are utilizing almost every circuit in the house for lights, so that means we can't use the microwave, the washing machine, the dryer, even hair dryers, you know, small appliances like that need to be turned off at night. So it makes a little bit of a challenge, but again, worth it.
Absolutely. You must have some favorite stories of people going by. Is there anything in particular that comes to mind about some favorite moments of people coming by? Because you not only see it, but you can hear it as well. So roll the window down when you go by.
Yeah, we've had more cars this year than in years past, for sure. You know, we'll look out there and there'll be 5, 6, 7 cars out there at all times. We've even had Santa show up a couple times. No joke. And
I believe you.
Last night we had a huge tour bus. It was a party bus come by, and everybody got off and looked at the lights. So it's really fun to see that.
Just for folks to know when to come by, what hours do you have the lights on, and until what day this week, or maybe into the new year?
On weekdays we keep them on from 6 till 9. Those are sort of the guaranteed hours. Mm-hmm. And then weekends, we'll keep it on maybe 6 to 10. So those would be safe hours to come by. And then we'll only leave the lights on until the day after Christmas. After that, we need to start taking down all the decorations so I can get them all stored before I head back to school.
How long do you think you're going to be able to keep this up, you and your family? I know you're planning on getting married in the next year, so life is changing.
It is, yeah. School's getting busy. You know, getting married is going to take a lot of time. You know, change things a lot. So we will, yeah, we're not sure if we're going to be able to do it next year or not. This might be the last year. We'll have to, I guess, make that decision as the time gets closer. But, yeah, if you want to see the lights, you should really come by this year.
Does your fiance know she's marrying into the Griswold family?
Yeah, she does. She's been here a few weekends to help, and I think she knows what she's getting herself into. So she's had fair warning.
Very good. Well, Matt, I have to tell you, I don't think I can explain it. It's something you really have to see. It is done so beautifully. So much work goes in, and I know it's a lot for you and your family, but my goodness, it brings so much joy to people who run by. Again, it's on Alderwood Drive in Okemos in the Cornellwood subdivision. It's really a must-see. Matt just told you the hours and stuff. Really get by and see it before you can. And a very Merry Christmas, Matt, to you and your family, and all the best to you in the future.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much. We'll be back in just a minute on Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS.